لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they question you. They ask you about the ahillah, and ahillah refers to the phases of the moon. Why do we have this quarter moon, half moon, three quarter and full moon? What is the point of these phases of the moon? So our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told by Allah that address them by saying that you see these phases of the moon, they are mawaqit. They are indicators of time. These phases of the moon, they are indicators of time for who? For the people, and they are indicators of time for Hajj. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَن تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. Allah says, piety is not that you enter your homes from the back of the house, that is through the back door. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. But piety is where a person sincerely and truly fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. Then enter your homes from its proper door, that is from the front. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And fear Allah so that you may be successful. Now, probably you must be wondering, what this got to do with the time and Hajj, entering the door entering your home from the proper door, from the front door, from its rightful place? We will come to the tafsir of that. Remember, thus far, we have spoken about four injunctions of righteousness of birr, thus far. And we will complete that, terminate that, conclude that with another two injunctions that come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, totaling them into six injunctions of piety. We spoke about qisas, we spoke about wasiyah, we spoke about sawm, and we spoke about i'tikaf. And in today's lesson we'll be speaking about a little on the Hajj and the moon, and next week inshallah we'll conclude by bringing about the discussion of jihad. Now we see in this verse, right at the start of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the phases of the moon. And Allah tells us strictly that, listen, the lunar months and days, the lunar calendar is the Islamic choice. So the lunar months and days will have to be followed, they will have to be observed in Hajj and in all other religious duties and obligations. In Hajj and in all other religious ibadat, duties and obligations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, listen, piety is not that you enter your house from the back door, rather enter your house from the front door. What does this mean? How do you tie between the two? On one hand we speak about the moon and Hajj, and on the other hand we speak about how do you enter your house. So remember, it was a da'ada or the practice in the days of Jahiliyyah that, remember, people would also do pilgrimage, they would also do Umrah, they would also make tawaf of the Kaaba, they would also be in the state of Ihram. So it was this practice that was found in the days of Jahiliyyah that people, when they would be in Ihram, they would consider it to be impermissible for them to enter their homes from the front door. This was some foolish practice of theirs. So they would enter the home from the back door. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, listen, that you are in Hajj, okay, you are doing pilgrimage, you are still in Ihram. If you have to enter your home from its proper door. There's no such thing as taqwa demands that you enter your home from the back door. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. Then listen, the centerpiece of all principles is that a person has true taqwa, and that is where he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is true taqwa. Taqwa is not about how you enter your house from which door. Then Allah says, gives them the command, the instruction, that now listen, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. That if you have to enter your house, enter it from its proper door, that is from the front. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And fear Allah so that you be successful. And the ayat that come after that are related to jihad. Whilst we're on this topic about the moon, the phases of the moon, in Quran tells us that, listen, لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. That the whole idea about the phases of the moon is that the moon itself helps us to count the months and days, that is the lunar calendar, to count the months and days so that we know when we could do these, upon which, you know, you see many of the Islamic duties, many of the Islamic obligations like Hajj, they rest upon. That is why Quran tells us nothing more about the moon than that. That why we have this moon, it helps us to count months and days, upon which many of our Islamic duties, obligations rest upon, like Hajj. And then of course Quran also gives us a description of one of the phases of the moon. That is the last phase of the moon. Quran says, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. Allah says, you see the moon, we have determined it into phases. So it has many manazil, many phases. And Allah gives us the description of the last phase of the moon. Allah says, how does it return to its final stage? In its last stage, it looks like one, subhanAllah, just one thing Allah says. How does the moon look? It looks like كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. And what is al-urjun al-qadim? It refers to an old aged date bow. That is udu shamarikh idha ataqa. It refers to a branch of a date cluster. Now if anybody looks at this branch of a date cluster, then you'll understand the description of the moon that is given there, because there are three qualities that this date of branch now has within itself. Number one, فَإِنَّهُ يَدِقُّ, it becomes very delicate. Number two, yasfarru, it has a little of a hint of pale, it looks a little yellow. And number three, it forms the shape of a bow, وَيَتَقَوَّسُ. And if you look at the moon in its last stage, it looks exactly like this date bow, which we say in the translation for كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ, which is translated as an old date bow. That refers to the branch of the date cluster. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get deep understanding of these verses. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ